everyone. Frank and Darren back again, the Slow Island Movie Podcast. Darren, how are you? It's been about a week since our respective conventions have started. I was in Monster Mania, and you were for the Love of Horror, weren't you?
I was in Manchester last week, and lots happened since then. Yeah, we haven't spoke. This is the thing. We've saved our conversation for you guys. So this
I'm sure they feel very excited.
Yeah, I'm hearing all this firsthand from Frank with regards to what happened at the convention. Yeah, of course. It's going to be fun, and it's good to see all these people in the chat today. I think we've got a new member that's just...
I think we did.
It's just jumped in. Sean McCarney. Hey, Sean.
Thank you very much. He's Loomis Bob member. Ross.
Yeah. That's pretty haunting, isn't it?
It's a mistake. A happy mistake!
Yeah. How is everybody? I hope you're feeling better than I am. It's been a shitty old week, I have to say, with this damn COVID. Yeah. But I tested negative today, so that's good. That's a good thing. But I still feel like I've been run over by Loomis's station wagon. So yeah, I feel like I've been beaten up a few times. But we'll do this. Let's see how we go.
Yeah. Let's say hello to everybody. Of course, Chester's here. Power Packers is here. WDRD is here. Dean is here. Michael versus Jason is here. Keep going down here. Steve is here. Carl's here. Back to the Retro. Simon is here. Tommy is here. Vanderhoff, what's going on? Back to the Retro. Simon is here. I said that again. That's twice. Pat is here. Pat. Yep. King Slayer. Sean, of course, Jem, Tiffany, Sun, Chris, Airborne, Janine, Red One, Jordan, Barry from Wolfman, who you actually hung out with over last weekend.
I spent the whole weekend with Barry. That was fun.
Cosplay is here. Cosplay Chris, ladies and gentlemen. Up cosplay. It's got to be, Chris Daly. It's got to be like 4 in the morning.
Something like that, yeah. Yeah, and hope you get well soon, Red One.
Yep.
This damn COVID's kicking everyone at the moment.
I haven't got any yet.
You haven't got any? I'm surprised Barry hasn't got any, because I must have had it when I was with him last weekend. Because the morning that I got home was the night after I'd been out with the guys. And I felt shit all weekend. I tested positive on the morning that I got home. So, Barry, I hope you're cooking up a special there. Yeah, get yourself a week off work.
Justin, Brian, Eric, Josh, and we'll keep scrolling down here. RJ, that's about it. Okay.
Barry said he might have given it to me. Great.
But you see, what the problem is, ladies, hey, Tionia, what's going on? You know what it is, though? Before we went to H45, I got the booster just in case.
Yeah.
And I've been packing, as you say, a shitload of hand sanitizer.
Yeah.
So maybe that saved my life over this past weekend.
Possibly. Yeah, your germophobic tendencies have saved you. Or maybe I should take out a leaf out of Frank's book.
You've seen our bathrooms.
What bathrooms?
Over here, when you came over.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It's,
there. Oh, come on.
How was it? I saw you on Pat's video.
Yeah.
Monster Mania. You went on the Friday, right?
Yeah, that's all I do. I only go on Fridays, ladies and gentlemen, because Saturdays are a pain in the ass. Especially with Monster Mania, like in Cherry Hill, which is southern New Jersey. But with the one out in Oaks, Pennsylvania, it's a bigger space because it's an expo center. And as anybody knows with expo centers, it's open. But the problem is when it's open, you have more people go in. And I took my wife for the first time. She's like, I've never been to a convention before. And I said, you're not going either.
did she go?
Yeah, she went. She went. And
did she go in? Did she do, or did she do what Barry's wife and Pat's wife does, which is just go off shopping while you go in the convention?
There's nothing to shop around at Oaks.
Okay.
Nothing. There's nothing. We went in and she was just like, oh my God, look at all these people. And I'm like, yeah, what do you mean? And she wasn't talking about their and you know the amount of people. She was talking about the way they are.
The smell. She's like, why is everybody holding a carrier bag?
It is absolutely, ladies and gentlemen, if you've ever actually been to any kind of convention, if you think you've been to, let's say, was it Steel City Con, Frightmare, Monster Mania, or maybe even For the Love of Horror, I don't know how they ever, maybe next year, I'm probably going to get over there. You would think the line setup is the same, but that goes to shit, doesn't it?
Yeah.
There's no order to anything. Whatever order you thought the line was going to be in for celebrities or to get in or to go to see a vendor or to get an autograph or your picture, you thought, okay, I'm going to stand over here. This is where it's going to be. This is what happened last year. Nope, they entirely fucked you over, and it's in a different way, and it's about 1,600 people in front of you are there ahead of you. Sucks.
Yeah. But the camera, the footage that Pat put online – It felt empty.
Because it was a Friday.
So it is fairly quiet on a Friday then, yeah?
So you're talking about Veterans Day weekend. And you guys had Veterans Day weekend, right? Was it Remembrance Day?
Sunday, yep.
Yeah. So that whole weekend, some people did work. And they're probably going to go the Saturday. I never go to conventions on Saturday. Ones that I can drive to myself. It was a little bit of people there. We were able to get in, get out. We saw a bunch of the screen people. Jamie Kennedy looks like ass. He looked like shit.
Really?
He looked like he lives in his car.
We saw a few of those people too in LA.
And he was selling like his bongs because he's a big weed head. And he's high-fiving everybody, and everyone's like getting a contact high off of him. And my wife goes, yeah, he looks homeless. And David Arquette, I was going to go up to David Arquette and say, I'm sorry to hear about your ex-wife's husband.
Chris Bartow says, dude, conventions and wrestling events, top two places where everyone just needs to shower.
and Pat in the chat will actually confirm this. What's her name? Hayden Pittieri or whatever her name is.
Panettiere, is it?
I think. Yeah, whatever. She showed up late. And she didn't have these big banners.
She was showering.
I don't know. She's probably trying to steal someone's husband away. I don't know. She had just had her picture. It was a piece of paper. with just their picture on it. Everyone had these big, huge banners. You're able to tell who's who. You know, little picture.
That was it. Just nobody had made her a...
No.
Do you remember when Tom Atkins didn't have one and Sean Clark made him that banner where he just kind of drew that picture and drew a massive mustache on it?
Yeah.
And he still uses it today, doesn't he? That kind of homemade banner. He had it at H45, didn't he, in the background?
Yep. Yep. Kingslayer said, did you tell Jamie Kennedy that you hate his character in Scream? No, because I would have to go through. I was going to go in line to everybody and say, you suck. The movie sucks. And we had a big surprise. I was standing in line for Michael Ironside. Gracious guy. Really great.
Yeah.
And we heard this loud, loud clap, loud hollering. So a celebrity came in. And my wife goes, oh, look, it's Nev Campbell. Oh. And I was like, oh, well, let me take a look. And she goes, oh, she looks awful, awful. And I'm like, really? It's like, people still say she's cute. Let me go take a look. My wife mistaken her for Alice Cooper.
Really?
Yeah. I said, that's not Nev. It's Alice Cooper. And she goes, oh, who can tell the difference?
10 minutes later, why is Nev Campbell singing Poison up on the stage?
Yeah, there? Feed my Frankenstein. Yeah.
Power Packers has been a member for 17 months and says, I think I'm the only person that goes to a wrestling show and con that always showers. Get well soon, Darren. Thanks, James. Cheers, buddy. Yeah, I'm joking about that a little bit. It's not too bad. I mean, like, certainly in the Manchester thing, it wasn't. Barry, did you notice anybody with poor hygiene? I don't know. Apart from me with COVID, I don't think I really encountered anybody that was on the whiffy side or anything. But
the whiffy side. I want to know something, Darren. You were there Saturday and Sunday, right? They didn't have anything for Friday. I was there
Friday, Saturday, and so this was my story of the weekend. So in my professional capacity, I took the movie Thanksgiving to the con. Mm-hmm. And we did a 10 p.m. screening on the Friday night to a great crowd, which Barry came along to and Sean Clark came along to. And Elliot Fulham from Thanksgiving, he was there, and the guys that run the con and everything. We had a great time. It brought the house down. Everybody really liked it. Check out Wolfman's review at the moment. He's done a great review for it. Genuinely thought it was a great slasher. Then on the Friday, I was able to on the Saturday morning, I was able to relax. And I got to the con about 11 o'clock. It was mobbed. Thousands in there. Literally must have been, I would say, 7,000 or 8,000 people all in this huge convention center. Great atmosphere. Very friendly. Everybody that came up and said hi was so gracious and very complimentary about the channel. A lot of people asking about you, Frank.
Is he really?
He is. And I told them all you're coming next year. So they've booked their tickets already. Oh, by the way, I have booked our tickets. I've booked weekend tickets for next year. Oh. I've booked party tickets for Friday, Saturday and Sunday. There are three different parties. There's a Friday opening party, a Saturday evening party, which is pretty hilarious. It's good fun. And then a Sunday more intimate party, which they're doing this time around. So we should be able to... see if you can handle 3 days there.
The orgy.
Yeah, something like that. Also on the Friday night, they did a screening of The Lost Boys with Jason Patrick. And he sat at the side of the stage and did like a commentary of the film while, I don't know, there must have been 600-700 people watched the movie. And the atmosphere was fantastic. It was really cool. It was great fun. Saturday was insane. I mean, like, I must have walked about 10 mile on Saturday, just kind of, because there was nowhere to sit, and you're just constantly circling the place and then going outside, getting some fresh air and coming back in. And but they had a great old lineup there. They had all the kind of Michael Myers were there, Nick Castle, James Jude, Tom Morger, who else was there? Who's the bald, skinny guy that does the stunt and kills? What's his name?
Doug Tate.
He was there. The Terrifier girls were there, and Elliot Fulham. I think Damien Leone was with you over at
him and Howard.
David Howard Thornton was there. Don Shanks was there as well, as Barry says. You know, we've all seen him before.
Was he serving soup?
He was doing okay, was Don Shanks. I walked past him a few times, and he had quite a few people that were interested in him. Who else were there? All the Blair Witch cast were there. They were all having a reunion as well. The whole Lost Boys thing contingent were there. So you had Keith Sutherland, Jason Patrick, Alex Winter, and Billy, whatever his name is.
Withers.
Krieg, or whatever his name is. I can't remember that. So that was good. They did a big kind of reunion on stage and spoke for an hour. And Jason Patrick did mention Speed 2 at one point, which everybody laughed. Who else did we have there? We had Chucky, what's his face?
Brad Dourif.
And his daughter were there. Mm-hmm. They did a thing on stage as well. Jenna Jameson didn't turn up. She was supposed to be there for whatever reason. I guess zombie strippers.
She was on her back somewhere.
Yeah, well, it was interesting because I was stood. Barry had said to me the night before, he said, "I can't believe it. Jenna Jameson's not turning up." And I was like, "Oh, that's interesting." He said, he turned around to me and he went, "It's not like she could get stage fright or anything like that, is it?"
I remember you telling me because you said she had to pull out. And I said, "She's an expert at pulling out, isn't she?"
Who else was there? Oh, so they instead of Jenna Jameson doing her panel on her own, her interview on stage, Sean Clark got up and did an interview, and it went really well. Everybody was kind of egging him on, and he was a kind of last minute replacement. So he spoke about his job and Halloween and told, you know, a lot of kind of convention anecdotes and things like that, which was good. But out of everybody there, the person that I saw get recognized the most was Sean Clark. He just got hassled from beginning to end.
Man of the people.
Constantly tapping him on the shoulder and saying hello. Yeah, and he was very gracious with it as well. He took a photograph with everybody and spoke to everyone and had a real good time. So it was a great weekend. In terms of, I didn't get any autographs this time around. Well, you really had to pre-book because the queues were huge. I mean, like, the queues for the Lost Boys were just insane. The queues for Nick and everybody else were nuts. And the only ones that were kind of left over were maybe the guys from the Evil Dead TV series, Eduardo, I can't remember his name now, and the girl, I can't remember what their names are. But it was a huge turnout. And Kingslayer says Jenna Jameson was probably at a Brazzers convention.
Brazzers,
Is that what you call it? Brazzers?
Brazzers, yeah.
Oh, Brazzers, okay. Yeah. Well, I wouldn't know. So anyway, Andrew Stevens sends in a super chat of $10.
Thanks, Andrew.
Thanks, Andrew, and says, for anyone that's a Patreon member, we are less than 2 weeks away from the membership to be cancelled if they haven't already joined the YouTube membership. Thank you, Andrew. Yeah, that's a good reminder. I think I've been trying to remind people, but some people are still paying for Patreon, even though we're ending it at the end of the month. I've sent out plenty of messages, but folks, apologies that that's ending, but this whole YouTube membership scheme is so much more intuitive for us and interactive and lets us do a hell of a lot more than Patreon does. So for those of you that are coming to an end with Patreon at the end of this month, if you would like to join us over at YouTube, then your membership would be graciously accepted. We're building up the YouTube following, and hopefully we can continue as we left off with Patreon.
Yeah. So it sounded like you guys had fun. How much drinking was there?
There was a lot. On the Saturday, you know, there's a more of a festival vibe with the conventions over here. On the Saturday evening, we had a good time. We had a really good time. I spent a lot of time chatting with Barry and Rob and Shane, his mates. And then also I spent some time talking to Chris Chizik, who I meet up with at all the conventions. He's a good laugh. And looking forward to meeting you next year. As is, Steph and Johnny, can't wait to meet you as well. And also, we spent a lot of time talking to Paul Davis from, the guy who did the documentary on American Werewolf in London. He's a British guy who made a documentary called Beware the Moon and wrote a book called Beware the Moon as well. And yeah, he's directed a couple of movies too. But it was interesting, really, kind of sitting down over some large Jack Daniels and Coke and thrashing out American Werewolf with him. That guy is a font of knowledge where that film's.
Well, he's like 6'7", isn't he?
He's huge. Absolutely huge. I mean, you know, people say that I'm tall, but this guy's literally, I mean, there's a photograph of the three of us and he's literally stooping down like that. He's a big guy.
He could pick you up by the head and move you.
Absolutely.
Like a chess piece.
Big guy, really big guy. But yeah, very nice guy as well. And as said that he'll come on the channel at some point.
Excellent. Well, I'd like to pick his brain about AWIL.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, that'd be good fun. So I want to know about you meeting Griffin Dunn.
Great, the great Griffin Dunn. Nobody was in line for David Naughton.
You're kidding.
No. No. Really? He was right next to him, right next to Griffin. And Griffin's line is, now remember, ladies and gentlemen, it was a Friday. Mm. It started at 6 to 10. Most people are going to go on Saturday, so I'm only speaking from my experience. Three people went up to him, but Griffin doesn't do many conventions.
No, I guess. So he's probably quite sought after, right?
Yeah, yeah. And he's, a lot of people are getting him for After Hours. A lot of people are getting him for American Werewolf. And so I went up to him, and I shook his hand, and I got a photo with him. Either I'm going to get a photo op with both of them together, with my little Mickey Mouse, my little bendy Mickey Mouse, which they thought was pretty cool. He was very nice. He was a gentleman. And I actually said, thank you for going through hell in order to make this movie. Because he does not shy about saying that movie was absolute hell to go through.
Mm. Yeah, he got really fucked up with it, didn't he, at one point?
Yeah. Yeah, and his family got really was really nauseous about some of the makeup.
Yeah, yeah.
And he says that. He says it on the commentary. He said it to me. I met Michael Ironside. Great guy, but intimidating as hell.
Oh, really?
Oh, my God. We had some guy in front of us. And when you're in convention lines, ladies and gentlemen, you have no choice but to either talk to the person in front of you or in back of you. Or they just chime into the conversation you're having anyway with somebody else. So this guy had a whole bunch of scanners, the Sequest, which the TV show he was on later on.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It was that DS?
Yeah, DSV, replacing Roy Scheider. Okay. It was actually pretty good in that. And V, I forgot he was in V.
Okay.
And Mike, now these celebrities and their handlers have all these different pens.
Yeah.
You know, there's all different colors, you know, even mixed in colors that you never even heard of. Like, who signs their poster in fuchsia? You know, but hey, you know, they're there. The guy who wanted to sign the poster, it was a Scanners poster from the 70s.
Mm.
When did Scanners come out? 80?
Oh, something? 80. I think it was 80.
All right. So they came out in 80
or 81, I think.
It was an old poster, like 40 years old at least.
Yeah. Yeah.
And the guy said, no, can you use this pen? And it was just so much confusion. Even us in line didn't know what the hell he was talking about. Michael just said, what do you want me to do?
He did? He's a big guy as well, isn't he?
Yeah, yeah. And he was, you know, I came up to him afterwards because I was right behind this guy. I said, you're not going to yell at me, are you? He goes, no, don't worry about it. Come on up. You know, and I was talking to him about Total Recall. And I think it helps when you bring a woman with you.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah. Because, well, as we know with Tom Savini, from the stories I've heard about him over the last few weeks, that's all he engages with these days.
Especially if they don't know who he is.
I was talking to, it was somebody in our chat. So Tom Savini came to the UK the other week, and I do know somebody who worked at the con that he was at, and they didn't have too many complimentary things to say about Mr. Savini. Mm. He was basically signing things and then not even looking up and just pointing to move away when he'd finished, like that. Just
crotchety old man.
And this started a thread in the TSL Facebook page. You know, this guy had said, never meet your heroes. I just met Tom Savini yesterday and yada, yada, yada. This is what happened. And then this whole barrage of people started chiming in with their experiences with him as well. And the one guy said that he was once in a queue for Tom Savini, who didn't look up and acknowledge him whatsoever. And he said, when I moved out of the queue and moved away with my signed photograph or whatever, there was a girl behind me. And the girl moved up to Tom Savini, and Tom Savini went, hey, how are you? And just kind of like locked on, you know? And it was like, what the hell is it? Have we got to that point now where Tom just don't want to engage with people. He's flying all this way around the world to meet fans, but just not engaging with them. Is that what happens when you get to, what is he, 80 now?
Yeah, he just has nothing else to prove, does he?
Well, I mean, like, you know, you look at Atkins, he does it.
Atkins love it. Speaking of which, I got the thing signed, the action figure signed.
Have you got it there?
Well, I have to go get it, but I do have it.
Oh, okay. Oh, I believe you, because we're going to give it away soon, right?
Yeah. And the reason why I brought that up is because Steve Crockett said, glad you've met Tom Atkins. Glad to see Frank's Lethal Weapon pick was on his table. Yeah.
I can't believe that you started that. Well, if you think about it, I started that whole thing.
Yeah. He said, get me something.
I asked you to do that. Then you gave it to him. And what happened?
And he stared at it, gave a little chuckle, and he was like, I want these on the table from now on.
And it's the picture of him holding the eggnog getting shot, yeah?
Yep.
That's brilliant.
And he has it on his table now.
Fantastic. Jordan Beck is having sushi, wine, and TSL. He says it doesn't get any better. Nice one. Ooh. Nice one. I don't know if I'm going to touch any booze tonight. I think it might just tip me over the edge with the amount of...
Have medicine with it.
Yeah, maybe I'll knock it down with some night nurse or something.
Sean says he I met Tom Savini at Memorabilia in about 2005. He was very polite but very quiet, like his head was elsewhere.
Yeah, it's probably thinking about the girl that stood behind you or something. No, I've heard mixed about Tom Savini. I've heard stories about people that have met him years ago and he's been great, but just of late, I've heard a lot of people getting the arse about him.
Yeah.
And it's a shame, isn't it? It's a shame because it makes me kind of not want to. I haven't had the opportunity yet. And if it does come up, I'm not sure whether I want to. Simply because, you know, I've idolized him for so long that I don't want to spoil that, but. Sounds like other people are spoiling it for me. Power Packer says, yeah, people have good and bad days. He seems to be having more bad than good at the moment, though. But, you know, we'll see. We'll see.
Yeah. Really quick, was there a convention moment that you were just like, oh?
What, a bad moment?
Yeah. Like, oh my God, I can't believe I'm witnessing this, or this just sucks, this part. Because I have one.
You do? Yeah. Okay, you do yours first, and then I'll have to think while...
Standing in line with Griffin. Mm. For Griffin. I wasn't standing with him. Yeah, we were there trying to get David's autograph. I was standing in line to get Griffin's autograph. Now, mind you, Alice Cooper's line's right next to him. Mm. Alice Cooper's line's long. Yeah. It's huge. It's huge. And it's mixing with Neve Campbell's.
Yeah.
She's just as big. There was a guy that must have been sauced up to the gills. Either he didn't know where he was or he was very perverted because all he did was stare at my wife in line. Like this.
Was it Savini? Oh really?
So I told my wife, I said he's getting on my nerves. So I kind of put my arm around her.
Yeah.
You know, and I was like, you know, she's mine. Well, I didn't want to say like she's a piece of property or anything like that, but you know, she's with me. But I think the guy was actually drunk because he was staring at everybody like
that. Yeah, maybe. That's probably it. Yeah.
Yeah, but but he didn't move from that spot either. So the next person in line got the same stare.
Oh, I mean, like, yeah, you get the odd person like that now and again. But yeah, just ignore them. You know what I mean? It's just not worth it, is it? It's more, it's not as bad if everybody's having a drink. That's not as bad, but when you're not drinking and you see someone like that, it's just like, oh, just lose.
Well, because you know what? My wife was dressed normal.
Mm.
You know, a pair of jeans and then a light sweater on. Usually when you go to conventions, you're wearing like shirts like these, or something to stand you out from the norms. Mm. But you know, maybe that's why people were staring. We saw some, I saw one woman, my wife goes to me every time we see somebody who's kind of disgusting, she goes, don't fall in love, babe. And it would be the one girl looked like she had six bras on, but it was covering her folds, and it looked like the guy who cried over the Rancor being killed by
was it like the Rancor keeper?
Yeah, it was like you know that guy, ladies and gentlemen, when the door falls on the Rancor's head and the guy comes in, the sweaty fat guy. And he's got all these boobs. She looked like him. She looked like him. And I go, oh, I'm going to go get her number.
Maybe she was cosplaying.
Oh, she was playing all right. Playing with my stomach.
There was some Tommy G76. Six bras? What the fuck? There was some great cosplay in Manchester as well. I'll say this now because it was a bit embarrassing, but what you were talking about then, there was on the Saturday I arrived and I was wandering around and there's a girl walking towards me who was in some sort of, I don't think she was fancy dressing, cosplaying as we call it, fancy dressing we call it, or cosplaying, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah.
But her boob was out.
Oh,
like,
good.
Out, totally out. Like, and
a real one.
Yeah, of course a real one. Not Well, I don't know, actually.
Was it Jenna?
And I looked and I thought, oh. And then I thought, well, shall I tell her? And then I thought, no.
I don't know why.
Because that'd be really embarrassing for her. Let her discover it herself or something. Do you know what I mean?
She had a Tara Reid moment.
She did, completely. Anyway, I sort of came full circle around the other side and I bumped into Barry and I said, Barry, I just walked past this girl and her boob was completely out, like it had fallen out, like she didn't realize. And he went, oh, was that the so-and-so girl? And I went, yeah. He went, yeah, I saw her about half an hour ago. It was still out there.
Was she cold?
I was like, so how long has this thing been happening? But let me see. Let's see. What do you do about that sort of thing? Especially the girls in the chat. Would you prefer to be told? Because I was just like, I am saying anything here.
I would say, listen, don't feel embarrassed. I had one of my balls out for a half hour as well.
Because I would have gone, excuse me, but oh, ah.
You know, let me just help you in, put that in. There you go. Was it Miss Piggy taking a picture with Santa?
No. Airborne Rocker said, I'd just look.
Would you do that? Would you do that stare?
I'd like to be told. tell me, please.
All the girls are saying, you know, or all the women are saying, tell me. And all the guys are just like, I'm just going to look. Maybe that's why that guy was standing at Monster Mania, just seeing if one of them would pop out.
Red One says, I like to be told. That's embarrassing. You like to be told? You've got what's happened more than once or something? Jordan Decker says, free the nipple. Field of Screen Podcast says, if my junk was hanging out, I would want someone to tell me.
Oh, I'm sorry. I think I stepped on your balls.
My girlfriend says she'd rather not be told. Embarrassing either way. Ah, you see, it's a bit of a mixture here.
Or would you rather have somebody help put it back in?
You never know. Some may need that. I don't know. it was just kind of like, what do I, you know? Anyway, that was by the by. After
was she drunk? Day. Was she drunk?
No, not at all. This was like 12 o'clock lunchtime. And like I said, I 10 minutes later, I bumped into Barry and I just said, look, I've just seen somebody with a boob hanging. And he's like, yeah, I saw her earlier on as well. So she must have done a few laps of the place, not knowing, you know.
Maybe someone just got finished with lunch.
Well, there was a girl with us as well. Her name escapes me. She was a really nice girl that was a friend of Rob's who was with us. And she said, maybe it was supposed to be like that. I don't know.
Part of her costume.
Yeah. I don't know. It was.
You should see when I go over there, I'm going to dress up as Conan the Barbarian. No, yeah, you know what? I could actually get one of those Naked Gun Trojan full body condoms.
Barry says I was too scared to say in case it was intentional. I don't think it was. That would be pretty.
Hey, love.
It would totally look like a malfunction.
Sean says on a positive note. I met Ashley Lawrence at the same convention. Yeah, she was there with Doug Bradley. And she was a complete sweetheart and not too offensive to the eyes either. She looks amazing.
Does she?
Ashley Lawrence looks amazing.
Yeah, I've seen. Yeah, yeah. My dad says maybe she'd lost her baby.
He was hanging there a second ago. Pat, I like when boobs pop out.
Oh, dear. Anyway.
And all of a sudden, everyone just brings up, I hate Taylor Swift.
So you saw Griffin Dunn.
Yep.
You saw Michael Ironside.
Yep.
Anyone else?
Tom Atkins. You know.
How was Atkins?
He was good. He was good. I said, you know what, man?
Did he recognize you?
No.
Well, I don't know. We had a drink with him for 30 seconds.
Yeah. How many people do you think came up to him that were beards, had beards and bald, you know, at these conventions? I said, you know, I said, thank you for coming to the one in Parsippany. If you name cities, they know him.
Yeah.
And I said, and hopefully to see you at H50. And he crosses his fingers and he says, hopefully I'm going to be there. Mm. So I said, you can't leave us yet.
Yeah.
And I wished him happy birthday.
That's good. No, he's soldiering on. I think that's the best thing for him to do. It's kind of like Ridley Scott, isn't it? Carrying on directing is keeping him going. The Stones, that sort of thing. The conventions are keeping Atkins going.
He likes it. Plus, you know what? Where he lives in Pennsylvania, it's not too far from him. At least he doesn't really have to fly. I met a nice couple who was there to see Atkins. The guy looked like... they drove all the way from Chicago, 11-hour drive to Pennsylvania to meet Tom Atkins. And he looked like Ron Swanson from Parks and Recreations, who is, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah, help.
One second.
Yeah.
Wrong.
Ron Swanson, yeah, is played by Nick Offerman.
Yeah.
I was like, you look like he goes, Ron Swanson. And they're like, yeah, you do. He's like,
did he like that? Did he?
No, he hears it all the time.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah. You know, and it was. After that, and then I just left, and I bought some other stuff out from the vendors. I got a few of the Halloween comics. I'm almost done collecting every single one of them, Darren. Every single issue, every single different variant cover. Can you believe that?
That's cool. He was there on the weekend, Steph.
Yeah. Over by you?
Yeah, he came to the screening as well. He was at the con all weekend.
Oh, that's right, because he's English.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
I thought he lived in California for some reason.
No. He was there all weekend. Josh says that after party performance with Tom G. Mack, Darren. I don't know what I expected. So G. Tom Mack, the guy who sings "Cry Little Sister" from The Lost Boys.
Oh, okay. He was there,
and he was part of the Lost Boys reunion as well. He also did a set in the evening. Now, he was supposed to be on for half an hour. But, unfortunately, Tim Capello from The Lost Boys, who sings I Still Believe, the sax guy, the oily sax guy, didn't turn up. They lost
him. Really?
He completely was ill. And I must ask Neil actually from For the Love of Horror to see if there's any news on that, because he was really poorly and didn't make the flight. And he was due to do a set with his saxophone and everything. But because he wasn't there, G. Tom Mack did an additional kind of extended set, which went on for an hour and a half. Now, considering the fact...
Just Cry Little Sister?
Considering the only song anybody knows of his is Cry Little Sister, this thing was like... Well, not like watching paint dry, like listening to paint dry. And all it was just like endless shots of him, like from years ago with young girls and everything on the screen while he played along with his keyboard and whatnot. And yeah, we had to wait a long time for that song. And even when it did come, the song, it was a little bit kind of underwhelming, a little bit underbaked as well. But, you know, he plugged a gap, I guess. But as Josh says, I really didn't know what to expect with that.
You kind of like don't want to leave, though, right? You'd show him disrespect.
Yeah, it was exactly, yeah, because he'd kind of helped out. And listen, it was something to listen to, I guess. But yeah, it's just a shame. They also did this thing called Rocky Oki, which is where it's karaoke, but with a live rock band.
Uh-huh.
So you basically sign up and sing a song with a live rock band, which I didn't do. But it was fun. It was fun watching people kind of...
Oh, I would do that.
Guy on stage.
You know? I would do that. I like karaoke.
Red One says an hour...
You guys know In the God of Vita by Iron Butterfly? I'll come back in at the end.
Yeah. Red One says an hour and a half of Cry Little Sister. Oh, boy. Yeah, it was an hour and a half waiting for Cry Little Sister.
How was his voice, though? Was he... Because his Barry said, G. Tom was like... Corey Feldman.
Yeah. I believe he does that sort of stuff as well.
So he must have been like, Cry, Little Sister.
It was okay. It was okay. You know, and it's nice to see that sort of thing as well.
Did the kids who sing on the chorus were there too? Did they come up on stage?
No. He was just like miming to a tape, wasn't he? Or something like that.
Could you imagine those kids growing up? Cry!
Josh says the production was incredible. It was okay. He brought a full kind of library of songs to sing. It was just a shame, you know, that nobody had heard them. But Chellaween says Darren exposing UK cons. No, I listen, the guys at For the Love of Horror do a fantastic job. Absolutely fantastic. And I have to say that, you know, because
it's a production.
It is. They
to
just
put this together.
They just have bad luck now and again. And, you know, the when guests don't turn up, you're scrambling around to kind of, you know, plug holes and things. But, yeah, G. Tom Mack entertained us for quite a long time.
I want to know because it looks like Neil and what's his partner's name? Neil and...
Ben.
Yeah. That putting something... Is this one of the biggest cons for horror?
Yeah, it's the biggest one. It's the,
what a,
the biggest,
what a pain in the ass, right? God bless them too.
Yeah, no. And honestly, they work their nuts off. They absolutely work their nuts off. And I know because, you know, I worked quite closely with Neil leading up to this on a few things. And he was going to work at 4 a.m, finishing at like 2 p.m, and then working around the clock, you know, for the love of horror. So yeah, he's just a trooper.
And then the next convention, for the love of God, it's over.
Well, I think he's probably glad of the break now for the next year. So
yeah, because what's the other convention besides For the Love of Horror? That's
they do For the Love of Sci-Fi, For the Love of Wrestling, I believe as well. There's quite a number of them that they do.
For the Love of Cricket.
Dominoes, darts, all that.
The love of darts. Oh, man, could you imagine? I don't know. What's the most famous dart player you guys have over there?
Oh, yeah, Phil the Power Taylor, man. What's up with you?
He's got the longest line, right? Can you throw a dart at my wife's boob?
Josh says it was a fantastic day. Met Darren briefly before Tom Mack. Well excited for next year now. Yeah, it was good to meet you, Josh.
I gotta go. Derek Thompson's coming on stage.
Yeah, that was it. Nice to meet you, Darren. I'm
sorry, I gotta go. Derek Thompson was getting on stage. Oh,
back to the retro. Simon says, Frank, you need to watch an episode of Bullseye. I will send you some Bullseye to watch.
That's what we need, Michael, for the love of boobs.
Thanks, Colin. Just about. I'm getting there. Hopefully I'll be back to work on Monday, but I'm still sitting here. I'm sweating slightly sitting here at the
moment. So did the love of horror have a love of deodorant, or was there a lot of BO running around? No,
Do they have a love of deodorant? No, it's not massive. It's only me that jokes about things like that because, you know, growing up liking rock music and going to venues, watching rock bands and rock pubs and rock bars and all that kind of stuff, you know, at school you would say, they'd say, oh, you're hanging around with all the smellies or something like that, you know, and it was just a thing, wasn't it?
Yeah.
And because like...
Not too far off.
Yeah, because the whole kind of rock scene and the horror scene and tattoos and all that kind of stuff all kind of, you know, kind of go hand in hand. It's just one of those things that sticks slightly. And it's always me that jokes about it. It's not true at all, is it really?
Not really. It is. You know, you can be polite, I'll be truthful. my wife has super smell. You know, any of the women out there who have ever been pregnant, your senses get heightened a lot. And my wife can hear a dog fart two houses down and smell it before the dog wakes up from it. And she grabs me by the forearm and goes, am I going to smell balls? I said, you might. We're very close. And luckily for a lot of the Monster Manias I go to, it's either in August where it's very hot, or this one in November where it's very cold. So it's actually, if you go to the colder conventions, it kind of, you know, dimmers the smell. But there was one guy who was in back of us, and bless him, because he had issues. But he looks like he's one of those guys that has one of these motor carts. These little jazzies, but I couldn't stand him. God bless him for what condition he has. You know, I'm not taking it out on him, but then he was like these people with their bringing their babies with the baby strollers. You know, they're weapons. They're absolute weapons. This guy went to every table because he was following us. I don't know why he was following us, but I think he was just where the vendors were because it's kind of snakes. You can like at age 45, you go up and down, up and down. Yeah, yeah. Well, he was following us, but every table he went to, you hear this. He would knock into every table with his jazzy and everybody's merchandise would shift. And you would see all the vendors go like, oh, whoa, whoa, whoa.
I thought you were going to go on about his hygiene. That's why I was
No. I was going on about his driving skills.
Ah, okay. That's why I was saying, Frank. His driving skills.
Yeah. Right. You know, right. You hear this. <He's kidding. laughs> We left, and my wife and I were counting how many tables he would hit. Because he run up, you know, little. hey, whoa. Everyone's, you know, Buddha dolls like this, you know, are shaking on the table.
Michael Dammit says, true, Frank, us wheelchair or scooter users can be jerks.
You guys can. You think you guys got, if you get drunk and you hit somebody with at a convention, Michael, they would have no problem running people over and be and not think anything twice about it. The strollers are worse.
Oh dear! You know what? I'm there going
wheelchair and scooter users.
I'm saying, you know, I didn't smell anything or anything like that at the convention. Now I know why. COVID.
Why? Oh.
There you go.
It's you're blaming that
weekend, yeah.
Could you? I mean, you. I just think, you know, they should just pass out deodorant. Everybody said it in the beginning of our chat, of this chat. Everyone said it: deodorant, deodorant, deodorant. Mm. If anyone passed them out for free and put like Chucky's face or Michael's face on it, use it. Please.
Jordan Decker says he was probably a nervous TSL fan, might even be in the chat right now. maybe.
We had actually one of those backup sounds.
That's it, Jordan Decker, and you gave it to everyone there. Way to go, Darren. Do you know what I was thinking about that? I actually joked, I shouldn't joke about this sort of thing, with Dave and Frank the other day, because I was saying, oh God, I was chatting quite closely to Sean for a good sort of 20 minutes, half an hour on the Saturday. You know, God, what if I give it to him and then he gives it to Nick and, you know, and then James Jude. I could be responsible for wiping out half the Halloween cast. With
a tragic accident has happened today. We here at the BBC have just learned the great Nick Castle is in serious condition with the COVID.
Stop it.
At his side was his best friend, Sean Clark, as well as Dick Warlock, who was still signing autographs from the nurses at hospital. They have traced this back to a Mr. Darren Sands.
If it's not me, it'd be someone else, because that place must have been rife with it last weekend. 14,000 people they have over the weekend. You're not telling me I was the only one who had a dose.
No. Hey, Jason, what's going on? Backtrack Cinema, ladies and gentlemen.
Hey, Jason.
As Sean goes, for the love of body odor.
Oh, love of horror, sponsored by Lynx. Lynx. Lynx is worse than B.O. Oh, Jesus. Lynx is worse than B.O. Oh. You have Lynx in the U.S.?
Yes.
Oh, Lynx, what do they call it? Africa or something like that.
Rackety Man said, I had my table banner destroyed by a scooter user last year. He was dressed like a Mandalorian and couldn't see out of the helmet.
Well, you have to laugh at these things. It was a great weekend. It's a really, really well-organized event. The guys that run it are great. And, you know, I left on the Saturday morning. I really wasn't feeling well on the Sunday morning, sorry, when I left.
Well, how much did you have to drink?
Oh, we had a fair bit to drink, but I don't really get hangovers or anything. It was just because I was ill. And then the next, on the Sunday, on the way back, I was thinking, because I was looking at Instagram and things on the way back, and I was seeing everybody was still there having a great time. And I was thinking, yeah, next year I'm going to do the Sunday as well, I think. So we booked, We booked the Sunday. And you'll be with us, hopefully, and yeah, we'll have a great time.
Excellent. I can't wait to go over there.
I don't know what you're going to think of Manchester.
Were there any Yanks there? Well, besides the people who were at the convention, I mean, for there. Sean. Yeah, besides Sean. Well, actually, Kiefer's not even, wasn't he born in the UK?
Well, we had this, I think Barry and I had this conversation, I think.
Ladies and gentlemen, look it up really quick. Was he born in the UK? I think he was.
He was. But I think he then, isn't he kind of dual Canadian or something? Because Barry walked up to him and Keith Sutherland turned around and went, all right, mate. And Barry's like, I'm Scottish. I'm Scottish. What are you doing?
There is actually much confusion. He should have done the shaker not stirred, right? He should have done that route.
Jason says he's Canadian. And Jordan says, UK born. There you go. Yeah. So I think he was born in the UK. Whereabouts was he born in the UK? That's interesting.
Well,
it was probably when his dad was filming some dodgy European movie or something like that back in the early 70s or something.
Kelly's Heroes.
Or Don't Look
Born
Now,
in London.
Yeah. Yeah. Born in London. Okay. Yeah. He was passing through.
I love hearing about convention stories from other people. So if you guys have some convention stories, throw them up there. You know what I watched yesterday, Darren? I automatically thought about you. I have no idea why. Because it was about David Holmes.
David Holmes?
Yeah, I think that's his name. He was the stunt double for Daniel Radcliffe.
Oh, I heard about, yeah. He's the kind of, isn't he disabled now because of?
He was doing a stunt.
Yeah, yeah.
And there was one where they yanked back and it made him paralyzed.
Oh,
and I was watching the documentary about him.
Yeah. Didn't, because I read somewhere that.
I don't know why I thought about you.
I read this morning, I think, that Daniel Radcliffe was going to direct it. And then realized that he absolutely had no idea how to direct. So he
produced it.
He produced it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
He was it was his whole life story. And he's actually a very funny and sweet guy.
Okay.
And he was then, and it's kind of sad too, because one of the guy who got him into stunts saw him as he was a gymnast as a kid. And he was the double for the kid in Lost in Space, the movie that came out with Matt LeBlanc and Hurt. And then he started to get into more movies. He did a few other movies as a kid, and then he became Daniel Radcliffe's stunt double. And then they showed actually what happened to him. They actually have a recording of it.
Okay.
It was the pullback. You know, like how the wire pulls you.
And then you have the harness on. And
yeah, and there was, and like, yeah, if you got blasted with like fire or something, you would get pulled back. And they said, I guess it was yanked too hard, and the way he had his chin and everything.
Damaged his neck.
Yeah, yeah. And he barely has function of his right arm, but he still has pretty good function of his left. But just him being in good spirits was the whole story of it. And he says, cool. Yeah, it was heartwarming.
What was that on? Because I'll have to watch
HBO,
that.
HBO Max.
Oh, it'd be on Sky now, I think. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It was good.
Okay. We have Wolfman's, hi Gracie. We've got Wolfman's Daughter in here. I think it is. I hope it is. I hope it's not an imposter.
Mental over. Barry, make sure you confirm this, please.
Jason says, I met Nick Castle, Kimberly Beck, and William Vale recently. William Vale played Kirk in the original TCM, and we had a great talk about his death scene.
That's right. Jason went to a convention not too long ago. See, over here in the States, you know, although for in the UK, you guys are not ignorant. I know this, but they happen here all the time.
Mm.
It's all about just getting to them. I think every state has them.
Mm. There's so many of them, isn't it?
Maybe.
But Barry says it is his daughter. She was moaning to comment. Oh, okay. Oh, okay. Hey, Gracie. Right,
good.
We know you're legit. What's your language, Frank? I was just going to say as well, Jason, where is
Don't
Jason?
Watch the beginning, Gracie.
Jason, well, I don't know if you were here earlier, but Frank met Michael Ironside this weekend.
Yep. He knows.
Yeah. Yep. Oh, you did. You told him already.
Yeah, I actually asked Michael, and he actually, first he gave me this look. I said, I know somebody who says, and he went, and I told him, and he goes, oh, yeah. So he actually says hi, Jason.
Oh,
he says
hi. His nephew, is it? Jason's his nephew?
I don't want to get into it. That's for Jason to to say.
Sorry, Jason. Wolfman's got comments. What else have we got here? Power Packer says, I saw an actor from Power Rangers have a parkour paranoid freak down at PMC. What's that mean? Parkour paranoid freak down at a PMC?
Well, we all know what parkour is.
Yeah, yeah. And what's a PMC? Power Morphin Convention?
Yeah, Power Morphcon.
Power Morphcon. Okay.
There we go. I can't go to one of those.
What, everybody dressed in pink lycra?
Yeah.
Oh, there we go. Oh, sweet Frank's family now. Okay. So he's your dad's first cousin. Okay. That's cool. So he's your second cousin. That's great. Imagine having Michael Ironside as your cousin.
And forget all about you.
Yeah.
So did you hear anything about who's going to show up next year? Anyone the chaps are trying to get that?
We'll have a conversation separately.
Okay. I talked to Dave from Monster Mania. He's the one who does all these. I'm trying to see if they get Jenny Agutter.
Oh,
she won't get off her high horse. They say.
Really?
Is she some kind of highfalutin society type now?
Well, she's a bit well-to-do, isn't she? Maybe she thinks kind of rubbing shoulders with the likes of me and you's a bit beneath her. She's still, she's still quite a highly regarded actress.
Like Shakespearean.
I'm not saying that I couldn't see her doing it. I honestly couldn't see her doing it.
Yeah, she said. That's what everybody was saying. I'm trying to say, can we get Rick Baker?
Oh, I don't think he would do it, would he?
I think he might.
I don't think he would do it. I don't think he would do it. I once saw him in an airport lounge years ago. I don't think he would do it. I tell you what, get Rob Bottin. That would be something. No one knows where he is, do they?
A few people do, but they respect his privacy.
My dad says she's a nun now. But is she? Is she on the?
That's what the guy commented too.
It must be a TV role, right?
Yeah, it's like she's part of a convent now.
What do they call it now? It's some program on the BBC. I think she was in. I can't remember the name of it. Midwife or something. I don't know.
Flying Nun.
The Flying Nun. What's that?
It's a TV show. It was.
Okay. Sean says he could see Jenny Agutter doing it. I couldn't. Yeah, I think she'd have something to say about the smell. Definitely.
I don't know. Some of these British actresses think they're too highfalutin to even go on small screens.
It's one of those things, isn't it? The ladies that Sean managed to get a H45, the two ladies that were in the TV cut of Halloween.
Oh, yeah.
Very classy, elegant, older ladies who you would never imagine to see at a convention. And apparently they absolutely, once Sean had got them in there, sat them down, and they were, you know, doing all the beers and everything, they absolutely adored it, didn't they?
Mm-hmm.
And they had a lot of people queuing because there was probably a one-off for them, and you know they're it's a rare attendance.
Yeah, and people are completists, aren't they? Some people are completists. You know, ladies and gentlemen, we're all completists in our own way. You know, I'm searching for certain stuff. I got to have a whole series of it, and Darren's got to have every shoe.
Every shoe? Oh, every Nike shoe?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I'm pretty much out. They're everywhere. I got one lying here. Look,
just laying there. I'm surprised a cat's not living in it.
You want an orange one? One with a red swoosh?
Oh, God.
They're everywhere.
Oh, I forgot to show everybody this, too. Little promotional they gave away.
That's cool. I didn't get any of those. We didn't get them in the UK.
Look at that. My head's too fat.
Do you want to say what you thought about it? Because... it's out there now, so
it's okay.
Be nice.
It's okay.
It's good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's predictable, but good.
It wasn't predictable.
Okay.
You guessed it?
It was either one of two.
Okay.
I'm not going to tell the ending. Don't worry about that. The kills, however, are good.
Yeah.
I like
pretty,
those.
Pretty juicy, right?
Yeah. Air Max 1s. I don't even know what those are.
I just shown you three of them.
Oh. Like, whatever.
Best and worst of Thanksgiving. Not going to happen, I'm afraid.
No.
Sorry. No. I can't. Too much. I can't mix business too and much, pleasure.
But, yeah, we can't do it. Can't do it. we'll do the Underworld series.
Yeah. No, thanks. No. Okay. Have you watched anything over the last week, by the way?
My kid's throwing up. No, other than that.
Yeah.
Oh. Stomach bug. Oh. You know, you get kids in school, they're kissing each other. My son, my youngest, has about three girlfriends.
Hmm.
And there's a kissing corner.
Right.
And, you know, they and he's a charmer too. My son, my youngest, cause he follows the rules. He likes to play with puzzles, but then he'll go up to a random girl in his class who doesn't have a friend or is by herself, and he'll put his arm around her and go, "I like you." And then he'll just walk away. Well, that's it. That's it. She's in love. Just like her old, I taught everything. I taught him everything he knows.
Ah, the apple doesn't fall far from the tree, does it?
It doesn't. It took a couple times, but hey. a little bit of works wonders. And Raggedy Man says, "When Evil Lurks" is freaky.
Yes. "When Evil Lurks" is great. I absolutely, I'm going to say I adored that film. I did. I thought it was fantastic. I thought it was a great horror film. Just one of the, I think I've spoken about it before, one of the best jump scares ever on screen. And folks, I'm going to launch. While I was off ill last week, I did a few little things just to keep me motivated in the evenings. I've worked on a project all week, which I just showed Frank a little brief, 5 minutes of.
It's good.
Which is, I decided to rank my top 50 horror films, and I've almost done. So I'm hoping to release it on Sunday afternoon. It's going to be about 15, 20 minutes long or something like that. It's a bit of a roller coaster. But yeah, I've kind of painstakingly put it all together. So hopefully you guys will enjoy that.
Labor of love.
Yeah. Yeah. And don't get arsy about the ranking that I've done. Even Frank was going, "What, you've got that before that?" Yes, I have.
I said, "You even have this on the list?"
It's for fun. It's what I think. It's not what anyone else thinks.
Take it seriously.
Should be. It's just what I think and how I was feeling at that moment in time. If I rank them tomorrow, they might be completely different. But that was how I was feeling when I wrote it out the other day. And that's how I've edited it all together. And you'll see that on Sunday. And then, Frank, if you want to put your 50 together, I'll edit those together at some point as well.
I'd rather do something different.
You would.
Could I do my top 50 slaps in movies?
That would be fun. If you can think of 50.
I already got in movies, not like X-rated movies or anything like that. No.
That'd go on forever.
In my top 50, I could think of 10 that deal with heinies.
Okay. Yeah, whatever. If you want to put the 50 together of whatever, then I'll edit it together. But
you guys want to see that 50 slaps?
That would be quite. That wouldn't last very long, though, would it? I've had a bit of trouble padding this out because when you want to do a ranking of 50, it's kind of it's over before you know it. But yeah, it should be fun to watch. Johnny, hey, how are you doing?
Hey, Johnny Rocker.
He says, yes, we definitely can't wait to meet Frank. Cheers again, Darren, for inviting us to the screening. We didn't make it to the party Saturday as we were so tight. Yeah, I was hoping to catch up with you guys at the bash on Saturday night, but never mind. I'll hopefully see you in Sheffield in May. If not, Frank and I will see you in Manchester next October. It's earlier next year, isn't it? So, yeah, in October. Mm-hmm. So, and hopefully, Pat as well. I think Pat was talking about coming over for it too.
Yeah. Yep.
So, yeah. Unforgiven Miniature Games sends in $9.99 and says, just thanks. Because. Keep up the awesomeness.
Thank you very much.
It is. That's really kind of you.
Kingslayer, top 50 hot women of slasher movies. Wow. That's a long list.
If you can do it.
I think there's a friend of ours that already has that cornered.
Who's that?
Chad.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Chad.
He has the market, ladies and gentlemen. He's
got the market on those sort of things. Shout out to Chad Prosser and his Friday the 13th reviews, which are interesting, folks.
Hilarious. Oh, man. Mrs. Kittner, number one. Ooh. See, you could do this. You could do all this.
You could do it. You could do it. I think
Dave wanted to do it, too. Remember? Because he was talking about there was a Three Stooges where one of the Stooges was slapping a girl in the butt like she was behaving. He always talks about it. We can't be bothering Dave now. We can't.
No, Dave. We were chatting to Dave earlier today. He was loading up his truck with all his gear, all the grips and cameras and all that kind of stuff. Everything was going in the back of the wagon ready for when they start shooting Monday.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So this time next week, I think the shoot will be over, I believe. 5 days, is it?
I don't know.
You don't know?
Anytime Dave talks about it to be Billy, I kind of stare off.
No, you're a backer.
When he comes out, he goes, "It's me, Billy." Too, I'm just, I'm like an astronomer. You know,
he's doing this on purpose because he knows that
I count stars. Like a Grant Torino, I want you to count the apples in that tree.
Hey, Brett, how you doing, buddy?
Hey, Brett.
Oh, and congratulations to Joe. Joe and Mary Beth got married. When was it? Midweek?
Over the weekend.
Yeah, yeah. Joe from that Halloween Movie Collector podcast. He got married to his lovely wife, Mary Beth, who we met at H45. Spent a lot of time with over that weekend, and they got married the other day. So good for them. That was looked like a great wedding. And then Joe went and showed us a load of pictures of himself semi-naked on Facebook. He was that happy.
Yeah, let's get this party started. God bless them. God bless those two. They absolutely love each other.
They do. They do.
Good for them. Not all of us can be with the people we love.
Yeah.
So, Darren, what do we got? You got to go rest, I know.
Yeah, I got to go rest.
What do we got coming up? We're probably going to start recording, you know, our sequels again, ladies and gentlemen. You know, extra help is because it is the Thanksgiving season, for us at least. Mm. We got Phantasm 2.
Are we doing these tomorrow?
We could.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, so we're doing Phantasm 2, Return of the Living Dead 2,
yep,
and Day of the Dead.
Yes.
That was it. Yeah. Yeah. So those will be coming over the next week or so. I'm going to be celebrating during the week. There won't be a live next week. Will we be doing one? No, there won't. There won't be a live, maybe Saturday or Sunday or something like that. But during the week, I'm being, it's my birthday. It's my big birthday this week.
Committed.
So, yeah. I'm being taken away by my wife. So I don't know where we're going. I don't know what we're doing. I've no idea.
Coming to take me away. Ha ha ho ho.
Yeah, 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 yeah. So, So
she's taking you to the Nike factory. How would you like that?
She's bought me a Nike factory. there'll be content going out, but we won't be live over this week. So
sounds good. All right, ladies and gentlemen, on that note, as always, stick to the roads.
Oh, hang on a minute, that was quick. One second, I'll cue everything up here. And the best of luck.
Bye. Nice seeing you guys again.
See you later. Bye-bye.